an honour or a life-changing experience. Somehow it's a combination of all three, and an affirmation of one's commitment to excellence in broadcasting. And that goes double for you, dear listener. The Midweek Drive, each Wednesday at 5 p.m. on Siren 107.3 FM, Lincoln's gift to the world.
So 7 days ago on the Midweek Drive, we welcomed the delights of BBC Humberside's ace breakfast presenter, Andy Comfort, who of course was with us. We've moved up a couple of notches in various ways and crossed over to different media because we have a former channel director for BBC Television, a gentleman who has appointed the new head of performing arts at the University of Lincoln that of course houses the delights of Siren 107.3 FM. We say a hearty welcome to the Midweek Drive to Dr. Mark O'Thomas. How are you, Mark?
I'm good. Thank you very much.
Excellent to actually have you. And I have to say, duly privileged that you've come to the Midweek Drive as your first programme on Siren 107.3.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Oh, it is a true delight. Now, online at present, we have a very exciting young lady who's not only been shortlisted for iNet Awards, she's got so much energy and abundance and enthusiasm, she could probably actually generate a whole BBC channel just by herself, really. Sarah Gayton, are you indeed there, Sarah?
I am, yes. Hello, everybody.
Fantastic. Now, you're based in Derbyshire, of course, Sarah.
That's right.
And you came to us via our colleagues at Rural TV and, of course, social networking sites and a variety of other factors and elements as well, as far as that's concerned. But share with us, Sarah, why is it absolutely vital that British farming produce is represented at the London 2012 Olympics? What's this all about?
Oh, it's essential there, Alex. What we come up with, we've read the food vision for the Olympics and they want to showcase British food at the Olympics. But what me and quite a few other people now are thinking, let's actually get our farmers that have actually produced the food for the Olympics on film. So, you know, not only can people taste the goodness of the food down there, but also they can actually see the farmer who's produced it either on the phone or on the big screens down there. But what it would do, it would give like an interest, a curiosity to hopefully encourage people to go and find out where those farmers are from. You know, so even like farmers from Lincoln, if they sent their produce to the Olympics, people could be, you know, could see them on film and then say, oh, we want to come and visit Lincoln on holiday. Do you get where I'm coming from?
Do you know, oh, hey, get where you're coming from. Derbyshire love, fantastic stuff. Mark, I mean, this sounds like a genius idea. You'd commission this, surely, if you were still in charge of BBC scenario. Fantastic.
Well, I think it's an interesting idea, yeah. I mean, from my own experience, I know when I go to the supermarket, I'm looking at something, I always want to know where it's from. Oh. And actually, you could spend... I was in Morrison's the other day, shopping.
Other supermarkets are available.
Yes, of course. looking at something and thinking, you know, I want to know where this is from. How many air miles? And I found it came from New Zealand. And I thought, oh, my God.
Yeah, you know. The guilt strikes straight away.
Yes, absolutely. So I think people are more and more interested in where things are from. The more ways that we can find to make it clearer to people, you know, I'm championing the local is a great thing, I think.
And there's only so much you can actually say, but it's got a little red tractor on, so it must be British. Now we need to go beyond that. We also welcome to the studio a young lady studying American studies, in fact, and she's in her final year, Heather Morgan. Welcome back, Heather.
Hi, thank you. I was just reading outside. I didn't realise you'd started.
Yeah.
I thought there was supposed to be some other people, so I was like, maybe he's doing a programme beforehand.
Oh, no. It's a flu bug. Has taken out various other co-presenters. But Heather, thoughts from yourself as a student, and clearly students eat as well. Any questions you'd like to put to Sarah about this little project?
For me personally, especially on the meat front, I don't really tend to buy meat from supermarkets just because you don't really know where it's come from and, you know, what it's about. And so I tend to go to farmers markets and from like where I live as well. My mum and dad always like tend to buy their meat from like places like Bolton Abbey and, you know, places like that. Unfortunately, it's not so great on the vegetables because, you know, they're just in the supermarket. And so I think this would be a great idea, you know, to make it so it's known, you know, and people know where it's coming from. I think it sounds really great.
Yeah, well, what we've done as well, it was only about 2 or 3 weeks ago, I put an email out to lots of different people that were interested in this subject. And I said, look, everyone's going to have a mobile phone at the Olympics and everyone's got to eat. I said, how can we link the two? Well, honestly, within a day, this company, Candid TV, they come back with this, well, I call it smart barcode, a square barcode with lots of dots on, and if you zap that, the farmer could actually pop up and say, whoops, I'm feeding you at the Olympics, you know, come and visit Lincolnshire, Derbyshire, Staffordshire, wherever, and the technology's there. So if anybody's got like an iPhone or a BlackBerry or, you know, other makes of phones that is like a smartphone, this technology is there now. You know, I mean, could some of your students...
Sarah, listen, all sorts of things are possible, but you know, we need to do the negotiations perhaps off microphone. Just a thought there. Look to us. I mean, Mark, we were talking about iPhones and applications beforehand. I mean, this is a classic case of the thing really being put into practice, isn't it?
Yeah, I was just thinking what Sarah needs is someone to actually make an iPhone or BlackBerry app.
Oh. You know. Yeah.
But
it'll happen.
It will happen.
We've actually got one, to be honest. There is, if you go on my website, mm-hmm. We've got a demo there with a barcode on that people can zap on the screen.
And you've got to share with us what's the address for the website, Sarah.
It's tasteofthemoorlands.co.uk.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
So if you have a look there, but also if you go on YouTube, on Farmers on Film, all one word, you'll see people at the farmers' markets zapping a T-shirt with this barcode on.
It's going to happen. The people will speak and develop that. So it's tasteofthemoorlands.co.uk. We'll put hyperlinks on to, obviously, the Siren, Midweek Drive aspects of the website and so on, and great stuff. So it'll be work for vegetables as well, Heather, obviously. great stuff. Sarah, we said that you were shortlisted for an iNet Award.
That's it.
Explain what's happening. How has that manifested? And, you know, all this exciting thing that's coming through. What are you going to be going for the iNet? Is it the same piece that you're working with?
It is, yes. It's actually sponsored by the University of Lincoln, so this is really apt. It's just happened today. I've just heard today I've shortlisted. Mm-hmm. But it's actually, I've put this idea of linking the food producer, so the farmer, to this smart barcode. But I think the implications for this for all small to medium-sized food producers is enormous. I mean, we could use this technology, you know, to promote tourism as well to overseas visitors. So it's all about this concept of using this smart barcode to promote, you know, the people that actually produce the food in Great Britain.
Sarah, the energy that you bring to the whole programme and package is phenomenal. Are you from farming stock yourself? Is this something which you thought, yes, this is how we can actually cross over into the 21st century? Are we seeing a new way of using new technologies to expand and really bridge that gap, which we face very much at Lincoln here, between the urban world, where people actually say, surely you actually just get meat and things from supermarkets. You know, milk comes from your local shop, basically. It doesn't come from a cow or anything from that point of view. Is it a case of that? And obviously the equivalent in terms of the rural world and the urban world. And really it's part education and developing, you know, communication skills for both those areas.
Oh, definitely. I mean, I actually come from a family of bakers. My granddad was a baker from 1919. But I'm not going out with him now, but he used to go out with a dairy farmer. And I know a lot of farmers around here, and they love farming, fore and foremost. And a lot of them, you know, once it's past the gate, they're not interested, but they don't know how to market themselves. And I think, again, we need to give them a little bit of a hand, to be honest. I think there is this break between rural and urban. And I think, you know, I went to Rees Heath Agricultural College a couple of nights ago and gave a talk on this subject. And as soon as we started discussing it, these students were like, whoa, let's do this. Let's get this app technology in for us. But when I asked what was on their course, I said, do you deal with the media studies? And they went, no.
What do you think we are? The University of Lincoln, they said. You know, quite understandable.
but what we do, it's also getting quite interesting. Also, at Buxton University, I'm now speaking to their media students and their PR students, and we're going to hopefully link them with the agricultural students. Mm. And we're going to hopefully get some crossover thinking and stimulating, you know, ideas together, because there should be more discussion at a young level between the different students, basically. But I think this, because everybody is mobile phone mad. You go down London, whoop, another iPhone out. You go in all the major cities and they've all got these smartphones. And we can just link the agricultural side, the rural side, with this app. And I know if you're sitting there eating a sandwich and there's a barcode on there, what else do you want to do? Look round. You can just zap it, can't you, and learn about that product.
It makes sense. Mark, any other questions from yourself?
I just wondered, Sarah, do you think that since, you know, Jamie Oliver, Hugh Fernie Whittenstall, all these people have kind of tried to unearth a little bit what goes on in farms and try to educate people about where products actually come from and what's involved in the process of good food as opposed to the kind of mass-produced horror stories that we hear. Do you not think that they've helped make that link better for people?
Oh, definitely. I mean, I've actually sent information down to Hugh Whittingfern, so hopefully he'll make a video. I mean, I'd love these guys to get on board and make a small video themselves. And I think, again, they've become so successful because of the actual being on TV and everybody watching them. Now, I've got this vision that the phone will be like, everybody's got a TV and everyone's going to have a mobile phone. So the mobile phone will become like the new TV in the pocket, right? So all of a sudden, the farmer and the small producer will have an opportunity to market their products, you know, to everybody, really. Because, you know, if people are interested enough to find where it is, they just need to whack the phone out, zap the barcode. And we can get a much bigger presence, you know, in the marketplace and make people understand where the food comes and why there is a price attached to that good food. And the supermarkets have gone, you know, this one for two offers. How can you produce an animal, you know, and then get a one for two price? And you can't, can you?
No. You see, these are the crucial lines, Sarah. You've put your finger on the pulse there, as indeed would expect no less from a daughter of a baker, which launched in 1919, which is brilliant stuff on that basis. Sarah, I know you're developing a whole range of things here. Website addresses will be forthcoming from that point of view. The Olympics is clearly the kind of peak that we're looking for, but presumably as soon as we can get this started, the better, and more people will get used to it and it becomes almost second nature.
Well, apparently in Japan, they're app mad. They understand this technology. In America, they understand it. Could you imagine, Alex and Mark and Heather, if we had these barcodes out already in the press over in these different countries before the Olympics, just trialling them, saying this is a student project. You know, what do you think of our tourism and our agriculture and our food in Britain?
Juno, I think she's got a possible plan here. I think she has.
We could storm the world with this technology, you know, and we can do it cleverly with student projects and with the... I've got links also with different people in the airlines.
Well, I know that we've spoken about this before, Sarah, yeah. And exciting things, because hopefully we're going to make this a fairly regular feature of the Midweek Drive as we follow your progress in this area and continue to work through that with location reports and a variety of other things as well.
And
talking about iPhone applications, of course, hats off to Aaron Craig, who's our head chef, who's listening to us, I think, via his iPhone at this very moment with the rest of his team. So it just shows that magic is in place, which is fantastic stuff. So I'm sure that even the young lady who's supposed to be attending the Women's Farmers Union, Sarah Cox, should be tuned in to, as well from that point of view. Because I know you phoned up yesterday in the excitement of Fern Cotton being on campus and all that. As I said to Mark earlier, listen, I've got teaching to do. I can't sort of be doing swanning with these sort of BBC Radio 1 types. So, Heather, did you actually see any of the Fern Cotton piece?
No, I didn't. I didn't even know this
was happening.
Well, there we
are. Exactly.
Where have you two been?
Well,
thank you.
Well, to be honest, we've heard today that Chris Moyles is coming up to Derby in 2 weeks' time.
Ah, yes. Well, and there we are, taking the show on the road, quite literally.
Well, we've got a plan for him because this all started when somebody said I wouldn't get my Oaty biscuits into the Olympics. So I had some handmade mugs commissioned with all the names of the Olympic Committee and the Prime Minister. We've still got to take the Prime Minister's mug down and the Deputy Prime Minister.
Of course, yes.
But we also got Chris Moyles, Sarah Cox and Greg James. And again, we've got a plan in 2 weeks to hopefully get loads of people hopefully to text in to him and say, come on, give us a shout out for our Facebook campaign. And we, you know, if some of these guys on a national level will pick it up.
Don't worry about that, it's just a mobile phone.
Brilliant. You know, people could get interested in this Facebook campaign. I mean, I heard today that they've got the Mojo Awards, or the Mobo Awards in Liverpool, because one person set up a Facebook campaign and they've got those awards now in Liverpool. Can you imagine if we got this Facebook campaign, you know, all the farmers taking short videos, uploading them, and we put this social pressure, positive pressure, on the Olympic Committee? Can you imagine what we could do and
Sarah,
how we could change it?
Sarah, quite simply, what human beings can conceive, they can achieve.
Fantastic.
I'll throw that in for you.
Brilliant.
And that's even without consuming your Oaty biscuits, which I'm still waiting for, by the way. But that's by the by. We'll get that sorted.
Brilliant.
Listen, Sarah, it's been fabulous just touching base with you today. Lots of really exciting things there, which will be coming up. Obviously, tasteofthemoorlands.co.uk's initial sort of point of contact. We'll work through that. Have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us here on the Midweek Drive?
I have absolutely loved it. I turned everything off so I wouldn't get disturbed, and I've burnt no biscuits, so that's like a number one, I tell you. So
so I take it then, Sarah, we can actually look forward to connecting with you on a fairly regular basis, hopefully in the very near future, to update us on how this fantastic project is developing.
Oh, definitely. And as I say, if anybody wants to contact me on my website, I've got, I'll do, I have to reply in the evenings because I bake all day, but I will help anybody that wants to get this out there.
See, that's one of the reasons why I once got a message from Sarah Gayton saying, if you can't get to me, I'll have my head in the oven. I thought, no, surely, it's not that drastic, you know, but quite literally, yeah, head in the oven, it's all sorted through.
Brilliant.
Sarah Gayton, we always, as always, we will salute you. Take care and speak soon.
Thank you very, very much, and everybody else take care. Cheers, bye. I can taste you now. How can I see when you're everything? All the world in one grain of sand, and I've blown it. You really say